It's time for KCCU Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
An overweight young woman wearing a skimpy black top and jeans started singing softly, holding a baseball cap out for donations. It was Sunday night before Memorial Day, and San Antonio's Riverwalk was packed with tourists strolling in both directions and going up and down the steps of the stone bridge. It was too crowded for her to stand on the path, sing, and hold out the cap, so she perched herself on the white limestone wall in front of a tree. She sang sad Mexican songs in an easy contralto. Chattering passersby glanced at her, some curious, some quickly looking away without meeting her eyes when they noticed the extended ball cap. Finally, a middle-aged couple stopped after passing her, and the woman went back and silently dropped a bill in the cap. A little later, a young man stopped, put in a bill, and spoke to her with a smile. After 45 minutes, she lowered herself to the path and briskly moved on. I was sitting at a sidewalk table watching the holiday panorama. Nearly everyone looked happy, pleased to be in the easygoing, famed Texas tourist attraction of the San Antonio Riverwalk in the cool of the evening. Couples of all ages held hands as they meandered by. There were lots of children. Dress was optional. Long summer dresses, short shorts, too tight jeans, garish, classy, clingy, and too tight tops, T-shirts with messages, ball caps, cowboy, Panama, and straw hats, and one sailor hat on a real sailor, a few other military uniforms, a number of women in Muslim dress. One man brushed off debris from the seat of his wife's white pants and then gave her an affectionate swat as they started up the steps. A man ambled through with a parrot on his shoulder. Earlier, at a classy restaurant at street level, the hostess had warned us that a large group is coming and it would be noisy. She was right. They were noisy, talking and laughing at two long tables. We speculated as to who they might be. Finally, I went over and tapped a guy at the end of the table on the shoulder. "We're just curious," I said. "Where's your group from, and what are you celebrating?" "We all work at the same restaurant," he explained, "and this is a farewell for one of us who is leaving." He pointed to a girl in a black dress. "We started at our own restaurant," he said. "This is our second stop, and next we're going to the restaurant at the Pearl Brewery." I thought about the hefty prices on the menu. The cheapest bottle of wine was $42, and my appetizer was $12. "Who's paying for all of this?" I asked, laughing. He laughed back. "We're not sure," he admitted. That afternoon, we'd toured the impressive McNay Art Museum. On a balcony, I looked down at a bride having photos taken on the beautifully landscaped grounds. She wore a white satin gown and a long veil whipped by the wind. I noticed a tattoo circling the back of her neck. The day before Memorial Day, Americans on holiday.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life. Slice of Life can also be heard anytime through KCCU's podcast. Learn more by going to kccu.org.